Hello and welcome to the Classical Guitar LPs podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Powell. For the final episode of the third season of the Classical Guitar LPs podcast, we'll be listening to a recording called A Spanish Guitar Recital. The guitarist is Maria Luisa Anido, and this record is on Capitol Records from 1955. I have to say that in my time with the classical guitar since 1992, I have learned about Maria Luisa Anido in the last 2 weeks. Right now, it is late June of 2021, and I'm pleased that I've learned about her. I like this recording, and I think you will too. We'll be right back. I can recall back to my undergraduate years and remembering some of my favorite professors referring to repertoire that one would recycle or reuse on different concerts as, I'm doing air quotes here, old friends. This record is full of these old friends of the classic or classical guitar repertoire, and I think that Maria Luisa Anido does a great job. I'd like to also say that in doing this program, I feel like I've learned about some new friends of the classical guitar and learned about some performers that I've never heard of before. These are new people. Now, this recording is from 1955, so certainly, you know, Maria Luisa Anido is not a new name. It's just a name that I was not familiar with, and I think that's always cool to learn about people to expand your circle. I like her interpretation. I like what's going on. I will say, in making sure that the records are in tune with the concert keys and all that sort of stuff, I had to take this one down significantly on side one, down to 5% below spinning at the default level. So anyway, just throwing that out there. I don't know if she perhaps was tuned higher, or if because the recordings were done in Argentina that maybe something with, you know, maybe with that transfer it got goofed up. I don't know. Regardless, it's just something I thought I would remark about, because the other recordings I have not had to go down that far. This by far is the most that I've had to go down. In any case, her tempo is also a little bit fast for Asturias, but it's done very well. I think that probably my sense is, in reacting to hearing both side one and side two, I think that probably the strong suit for Maria Luisa Anido would be seeing her in live performance. I'm sure that she was dazzlingly awesome to watch and to behold play. I don't know that some of that dazzling stuff transfers very well on this record, and I don't know if that's a technology thing or a recording techniques from the 1950s thing, or really what there is about that. Anyway, I just imagine a young Argentinian woman playing this piece for you live, and I think that will help with the interpretation. And so anyway, it's very tightly played. It's very spot on. I will say that the tempi adjust, there's some rubato going on, and it's cool. Again, I think it would be much more cool to see in person than to hear some of that waxing and waning on the recording. But anyway, that's my opinion. We follow that track with Joaquin Rodrigo, On Los Trigales, Portrait of the Castilian Wheat Fields. Now, I'm going to tell you that I love me some Rodrigo, but the Rodrigo that I enjoy the most are the concerti. I love the Fantasia para un Gentilhombre, and I love the Concierto de Aranjuez. Those two pieces are very hauntingly, hauntingly beautiful. The solo works not so much, but I will say she plays it great. She plays it wonderfully. A piece that I was not familiar with, the Pavana by Gaspar Sanz. Usually when you think of Sanz, you think of Canarios. I think you gotta have Canarios being played, and of course that's not here. I love this piece. I love the Pavana. She does great with it. And then we have an old friend. We have a piece by Federico Moreno Torroba. We have the Sweet Castellana, which, you know, Segovia makes the big deal that this is the first modern piece written for the classical guitar. And of course, Segovia would say that about anything that was written for him. But that's what happens. I think she plays the heck out of it. It's a wonderful interpretation. So that is side A. Let's cue it up, sit back and relax, and I want you to really enjoy a Spanish guitar recital by Maria Luisa Anido. You're listening to the Classical Guitar LPs podcast. Thank you. I sincerely hoped you enjoyed listening to the first side of this record, a Spanish guitar recital by Maria Luisa Anido. We're ready for side two. On the second side of the record, we have a very interesting choice in that we've got two tremolo pieces back to back by the same composer. And so we've got two Tárrega pieces, and the guitarists out there are going, oh my gosh, I know what these are. So we start off with Recuerdos de Alhambra, and we follow up with Sueño. The comment I'll make about her playing with these two tremolo pieces is one that's pretty unique. She changes the tempo of her tremolo, but the tremolo does not waver in terms of being evenly placed. Guitar players, you know what I'm talking about. People who just enjoy guitar music, you may not know what I'm talking about, and that's okay. But essentially, the thing that we all struggle with in playing a tremolo piece is having all four of the notes even throughout the beat. Any guitar player could do a lopsided tremolo. It's not that hard to do the lopsided tremolo. What's tremendously hard is to do the even one. And I think what she does, where she changes her tempo and yet is able to stay even, I think it's pretty remarkably awesome what she's able to do with these two pieces. So enjoy them. They're interesting interpretations, and I think you'll enjoy them. The record closes with a real warhorse of the standard classic or classical guitar repertoire, the Danza Española No. 5. I am quite certain this is the Miguel Yobé arrangement, and she plays it really well. A lot of great sensibility in her playing. Clearly, the technique is superb, and that's, you know, when you mix those two things with a good player, it's just a treat to listen to. So please enjoy side two of the Classical Guitar LPs podcast. This is the sixth and final episode of the third season. I'll just go ahead and throw out a little announcement here. I'll probably be taking a break for the next couple of weeks. We've got some summer things going on. We've got a vacation we're doing in there, a working vacation, I'll say. And so I'll sort of reboot and reload, and I'm looking forward to doing some more LPs for you all to listen to. If you are listening to me out there, I would love, love, love for you to drop a line on one of the socials. You can check me out at Instagram. I'm at Powell Guitar. You can check me out at Facebook, and it's facebook.com/PowellGuitar. There's a YouTube channel as well, but that's not really geared towards the show, but that's same thing, youtube.com/PowellGuitar. And check us out on the socials. If you're interested in sponsoring this program, I would love to have a sponsor. Please check out anchor.fm/PowellGuitar, and there are links to provide you the pathway to do that. I would love to be able to increase and multiply some of the equipment in my studio, and a monetary support would be most appreciated. As always, enjoy side two, happy playing, and thanks for listening to the Classical Guitar LPs podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Powell. Enjoy.